It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Promise Keeper. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah 46, verse 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also will do it. For someone reading this, it is possible that God has promised you many great things in the past, but you have not seen those things manifest. This is what happened to Abraham and Sarah. Years before, God had spoken to Abraham, promising him that he will be a father of nations. However, more than 25 years passed and not a single child was born to somebody who was supposed to be the father of nations. Eventually, in Genesis 18, God showed up for him. I pray for you today, God will show up for you and give you that long-awaited miracle in Jesus' name. I remember when I became the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I did everything I knew in line with the Word of God to make the church grow. Every month, I organized a three-day seminar. I taught the Bible, preached, fasted, and prayed. People would come for the programs, and as soon as we finished, they would vanish. When I get to the church the following Sunday at times, the congregation will even look smaller than what we had before the programs. One day, some weeks before my birthday in 1986, God ended my barrenness. He asked me, "What do you want for your birthday?" And I said, "I want a miracle for every member of my congregation." That was the beginning of the Holy Ghost service. Today, all that you see happening at RCCG is an example of what God can do whenever He decides it is time to fulfill His promise to you. I pray that before the end of this year, everyone will see clearly that God is smiling on you in Jesus' name. When God makes you a promise, you can rest assured that He will keep His promise. However, many people have missed out on the fulfillment of God's promise due to lack of faith. If God promises you something, and after waiting for a while, you begin to think that God lied to you and won't fulfill a promise, it may never come to manifestation. Romans 4 verse 20 says that Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God even after waiting for up to 25 years. God is a promise keeper. However, if you want to see His promises concerning you fulfilled, you must accept Him as your Lord and Savior, live holy, have faith, and wait patiently on Him. Key point, trust God. He is a promise keeper. He will fulfill His promise concerning you.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.